Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Rusty, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sane Man, here's a small donation just to support your channel. I don't have a specific topic request this time. Since I've detoxed my life from relationships with women, I haven't had much conflict in my personal life. My stress is low. My life choices feel easy to me. I'm just cool and content. To mix up the monotony of life, I will occasionally buy something fun or travel alone. I plan for the future but enjoy every moment in the present because you never know if you will wake up tomorrow without the level of health you have today. When I came out of my divorce 2 years ago, my finances were negative $70,000 as a deficit from the lawyer bills and payments to my ex. A year later, my balance sheet fully recovered. Today, I am $100,000 financially ahead from what I was at the beginning of my divorce because I've been able to save and invest money at a rate that was impossible when I was married. When I was married, I was living paycheck to paycheck most of the time. However, it was worth it all to become a dad. I dabbled on the dating apps for a while after the divorce, just to see what was out there. I don't think I'm missing anything. Most of the women on those apps are looking for a man to entertain them or finance their travel aspirations. I used to talk over the phone with that girl Angelina from college I told you about in a previous video. She got mad and quit calling after she kept ruminating with me about the past evil doings of her Chad surgeon ex-husband. And asked her why she still decided to start a family with him, if he treated her so poorly early on. Oh well. After being divorced, I don't even know what I would want from a woman anymore. I'm not excited about sex like I was when I was younger. It's not a physical problem. It's now knowing about the risks and strings attached. I don't want to have more kids right now either. Maybe someone to share life with, but I'm too busy with my own interests. The expectations of a woman in my life would destroy the peacefulness and freedom that I currently enjoy. That's the feeling alone aspect, but I felt more alone when I was married. And that was confirmed when her entire family turned on me and tried to do me dirty in divorce courts. The older I get, the more I feel like an outsider observing a civilization where I don't seem to fit in. I just focus now on creating, building financial safety and happiness from within. I guess that's what going your own way is all about. Cheers and a happy new year. Well, Rusty, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Wasn't it incredible what you did in 2024? In just 1 year, you saved $100,000 and went from being $70,000 in debt to having $30,000 in assets. Do that for another 5 to 10 years and you'll be able to retire with $1 million. This ability to accumulate money so quickly is one of the reasons that the elites hate men going their own way so much. They don't care if women go 4B because they tend to spend more of their money back into the economy. Yet single men saving and investing their money in assets like stocks, real estate, and Bitcoin end up creating asset price inflation. This then destabilizes the economy. The wealth inequality in our society isn't as simple as the rich versus the poor. But I wouldn't be surprised if the wealth inequality was increasingly between married and single men, especially the successful single guys. As for you potentially getting into a relationship, that PsychHacks YouTube channel with Dr. Ryan Terrabin said, that the best relationships are the boring ones, because they provide you peace. But those are drama-free, and we all know that women love their drama. At least most of them do. Based on what he said, I had the most ideal relationship of 10 years. Boring, reliable, and conflict-free. And it still wasn't enough for me because I wanted a family. Also, making important life choices is difficult when your partner doesn't agree with what you want. I'm glad you're traveling alone, Rusty. There really is no other way to do it if you want to see and do the things that you want to do. At first you think it'll cost half as much on hotel rooms, car rentals, and gas if you just do a road trip or split the cost with a lady friend. But what you're not thinking about is all the time you're going to lose shopping, stopping for bathroom breaks, and overspending on restaurants. Sure, I paid 50% more on solo trips, but in the end, I saw 4 times as much. Besides, when you're single, you don't have to be a woman's emotional tampon or tour guide that pays for her vacation. Rusty, you're still not at the point where you realize that because women can't love you the way that you love them, the companionship with somebody that's not really your equal isn't worth it. With regards to sex, you did a cock-benefit analysis and figured out that the boobs were no longer worth the squeeze. You also said you felt more alone while married rather than single. Robin Williams used to say that all the time, and look what happened to him. Sure, as a man, you want to feel accepted and welcomed in by other people. But most men only seem to fit in when they're accepted by a woman that they're with and her extended family and friends network. But once you realize the truth that it's an empty sort of belonging, you don't want to be there anymore. You become disinterested and apathetic. Single men going their own way are also dangerous because they light and carry the torch of freedom for other men to see. With regards to money, being a single man and saving and investing your money in assets that grow at least 10 to 15% a year after tax isn't just a bonus to being single, but it's now vital for you to have any social mobility. Being in a relationship where the woman wastes your time, money, mental, and emotional resources pretty much cements you in the middle or lower classes, because you don't have the time and energy to grab the world by the tail and put it in your pocket. That's the point. Remember, we're heading back to a time that looks more like the world of the 19th century and before that, when the middle classes were tiny and there was a huge lower class and the wealthy robber barons and feudal lords and industrialists ruling over everybody. The 20th century, where there was a thriving middle class in America after the Second World War, is a historic abnormality, and it's coming to an end. The upper classes don't like guys like us, Rusty, because we aren't debt serfs and instead we're competing for the same assets they want. The wealthy don't pay much tax either, yet we pay most of it. It's like the inflation, marriage, divorce, income, property, and consumer sales taxes are all there to reduce your social mobility as a man. If you go your own way, the marriage and divorce tax is done, and your consumer tax goes down in size, because you aren't spending as much money on women or spending money on yourself to attract women. Also, investing in the right assets after getting out of debt helps alleviate the inflation tax. You can live in a smaller place, which will lower your property tax. The only thing you can't escape is the income tax, and if you play the investment game well enough and use tax-free or tax-deferred accounts, like your Roth IRA or 401k to a lesser extent, then you can escape the tax on investments on a sizable chunk of your savings, like the wealthy do. The wealthy don't want us to have tons of assets and little to no liabilities, something that's only really possible if you're single. Also, let's not forget that a single man can take on a much more risky investment strategy and be aggressive, because he's not in a relationship with a woman and she's catastrophizing every move that he makes. On the flip side, that risk-taking behavior could be really bad, because it could leave him to invest in the wrong things. Recently, I was watching a documentary about a cryptocurrency called Hex, and people speculating on it. One guy took 100% of his family's money and put it into it, at the very top, and lost everything. I bet the farm on Bitcoin, so I'm not any better. But would I have invested anywhere near as much if I was married and had a family? No way. I would have taken profit and reduced my risk massively. But most guys that are single and save and invest will still ultimately have more assets under their belts, even with their losses, than if they are in a marriage or relationship. With regards to health, after the age of 35 to 40, anything can go wrong, especially with the rising rates of cancer. Recently, I've been reading that artificial food dyes have been linked to that cancer. Stress also leads to it, and I wouldn't be surprised if men died sooner than women because women stress us out. But when you go your own way and get peace and quiet, that means there's a woman on the other side of that equation that's emotionally unwell because she doesn't have a man to torment. The healthcare system keeps going up in price as a result. All of women's antidepressants and visits to the psychiatrist or psychologist come out of our taxes in Canada and insurance premiums in the United States. So with 25 to 50% of women on antidepressants, it's most likely due to them being single and not having enough of the type of male attention that they really want. Hell, even their own children and female friends are too busy to talk to them these days. And they have hostile coworkers, and women are cursed because they need social interactions, and they will accept toxic interactions with people over no interactions at all. And when you're in a relationship with one of them and their toxic friends or coworkers take an emotional dump on them, then she takes a dump on you. Rusty, if you do want more kids, then consider the circus you're at and potentially become a father going his own way, if you retire early enough with enough assets. Otherwise, really think hard about who you're actually saving all that money for. It'll probably go to your daughter when you're gone, and make sure she doesn't know you have it, or she can take it way too easy in life expecting a big inheritance. My father shared how much I would receive one day, and it made me lazy in my 20s. I figured I'd inherit a house in the equivalent of $300K one day, but I didn't take into consideration inflation or the possibility that my parents might get put in a home one day. And there goes all that money. I needed the COVID inflation as a kick in my complacency along with my YouTube demonetization. If those two things hadn't happened, then I wouldn't be in the amazing place that I'm in right now financially. So it's great that you've made that money. Now what do you do with it? I hear the markets are going to go down to sideways over the next 10 years, like they did in the 2000s or even in the 70s. It's hard to know what's going to happen. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Rusty for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Rusty Schwing Schwing is getting rusty because he's no longer smashing those single ladies. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Make.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the state from trying to outlaw single men away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.